The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections.
Well, I want you to know this is a special, special rerun of an interview I did with Megan Turner and Rohan Brown. They're the founders of Road Pitch, which is really a multi-city pitch tour that connects black, young black, or it could be old black, tech sort of companies with investors. And I want you to hear this again. Very important. Get their information, share it with others who may be able to partner with them, participate. But I want you to hear this again. Thank you. My guest today is Ms. Megan Turner and Rohan Brown. And these are the founders of Road Pitch. Now, that's a multi-city pitch tour connecting black tech funders to investors. I'm excited to hear about it. So how are you doing today, Megan and Rohan? How are you doing today?
Hey, doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
Pretty
Rohan,
good.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Great days ahead of us.
Well, before we talk about the Road Pitch, which I know everybody's going to be excited to hear about it, I want to hear a little bit about each of your own story. So, Rohan, let's go with you first. Rohan, if somebody were to say, who's Rohan Brown, what would you say to them?
Say Rohan Brown is a nomad, a risk taker, someone who forges their own path. I've played several different roles in the financial and startup space. And ever since meeting Megan last year, we've kind of aligned on several initiatives that we want to accomplish in our own lives, which is how we got into this point of creating Road Pitch.
I love it. I love it. Megan, what about you? Somebody said Megan Turner. Who's Megan Turner?
So Megan Turner is a hippie, a technologist. Yeah. So I'm my work is in electrical engineering, but I'm interested in all things hardware and hackathons and startups. And so, like Rohan said, we met last year during this hackathon startup competition and decided we wanted to do something more and meaningful to focus on Black founders.
Wow. You know, years ago, when I was the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, the Super Bowl came to Santa Clara. And we partnered with the NFL and we produced the first Bay Area Black Youth Techathon. And our whole thing was to, you know, try to get our kids to really focus on STEM at that time. You know, and Silicon Valley is such a huge tech place that we just felt like African-American students or, you know, kids of color weren't getting enough, you know, STEM education. And so we did something like that. So I'm glad you guys met at a techathon and now you guys are out. I want to hear, when I think of this multi-city pitch tour connecting Black tech funders to investors, I want to ask you guys, how did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so we met last year. We were working in this project where they specifically focused on individuals with technical skill sets and pushing their limits, kind of how hackathons do, where they're in a team and they have to create a project, develop a project in a matter of 3 or so days. And so Rohan and I, as a part of that competition, we led the all black bus. And so that was called Advancing Black Entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. where we were responsible for recruiting 30 technical black people, designers, developers, project managers, fundraising, and also planning a route for them to pitch whatever they were building, whatever they had built at the time in front of investors. Mm-hmm. And so we traveled through the mid the Midwest, starting in Cincinnati, and we curated about six demos for them all the way to Austin, Texas. And so from that competition, the people on our buses were able to develop something in a short amount of time, build a business model behind that working MVP that they developed. But we decided we wanted to, we were just a branch of the competition that focused on Black people. Mm-hmm. And the people in our program, they were really trying to build something more sustaining than just a one and done competition. Mm-hmm. And so what we wanted to do was put our efforts into supporting people like the people on our bus and in our branch of the competition. And so we liked the idea of traveling. We liked the idea of being able to get in front of people in a short amount of time. And so we created Road Pitch with a focus on specifically helping Black tech founders using the vehicle that we had used before, you know, in a short amount of time, get in front of as many funders, as many investors as possible to support their businesses.
Now, whenever I think of this Road Pitch idea, you guys coming together, is it some tremendously big bus that's like decorated on the outside that says that? Or how do you guys travel like that?
I'll let Rohan.
Yeah, when everyone hears road, you're thinking, okay, they're taking a car or a bus, but really by any means necessary. We'll bike if we need to get to our next destination, but we've been traveling via train or Uber. This next tour, we'll be taking a few planes. So when we say road pitch, it's the idea of getting out on the road and pitching to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the concept is if you're coming to a specific location, those Black tech founders, they get with you guys and then they pitch their product. But you're saying some people actually travel with you, or they either travel with you or they get there as a part of the organization, huh?
Right. The best way to describe it, and the one liner we like to use, it's the Amazing Race meets Shark Tank, right? We recruit founders from throughout the country, bring them outside of their bubble and into markets that they may not be native to, and say, hey, we know exactly who you need to talk to, the types of investors, council people, legislation, senators, and try to get them in a room so that you can have an increased chance of closing some capital and creating some strategic alliances. So we do have our traveling group that are from throughout the country, but as we're going to each market, we try to incorporate and include the local Black tech scene there as well. So we'll ask five Black-led tech startups in those markets to pitch in that evening competition that we have alongside the founders that we bring. So it's a huge production of it. We have a mixer, fireside chat, the whole shebang, and it always curates a large crowd.
Man, now when you say a large crowd, you know, what type of numbers are you talking about for that?
Yeah, so our first tour was this past February. So the first 5 days of Black History Month, we traveled from Boston, we went to New York, Philly, Baltimore, and DC. So three pitch demos a day. For our morning and afternoon demos, those were just for the traveling founders and accredited investors that we were able to bring into the room. Mm-hmm. And we were able to bring in about 10 investors to each of those. And for that evening event, that's the one that's open to the public, the fireside chat. And we were able to average around 100 to 120 people per city for that last tour.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Now, you guys are going to some different locations out here on the West Coast. Tell me those locations. And then after that, I want to talk about the types of people who could partner with you and sponsor with you. But give me the dates and the locations out here on this West Coast.
Yeah, so that's what we're getting ready for now. Juneteenth, the week of Juneteenth will be our next tour. We'll be starting in Seattle on June 19th and then heading to Oakland, San Francisco, Palo Alto, LA, and then ending in Vegas on the 24th. Mm-hmm. So it'll be six cities in 6 days, June 19th to June the 24th.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, you need help for that. I mean, you and Rohan, you guys are leading this. How do you guys get help in these different cities and locations in advance? How do you do that?
Yeah, so before we start our tours, we're doing research on the cities to figure out which markets are most prevalent, who are the startup ecosystem leaders. And that's kind of how we use locals in the area to help us navigate the startup ecosystem. Mm-hmm. But from that first tour that we had, we were able to partner with a lot of locals, but you know, for sponsorship for this tour, we're definitely reaching out to, you know, banks, financial institutions, HR solutions, to get funding that we need to get the production of this tour going for June.
I wonder if the United Negro College Fund would be interested in this. Tell me before this first half is over, if people wanted to reach you and they want to talk to you more about this, whether they want to participate, whether they want to be a sponsor, whatever, you know, they want to get the big new bus for you, whatever. How could people contact you guys if they want to connect with you?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram, Twitter. Our Instagram handle is Road Pitch. Our Twitter handle is Road Pitch Tour. And then we're also on LinkedIn, Facebook. You can find us just looking up Road Pitch.
Wow. So if somebody Googles Road Pitch, you guys may come up, huh?
Yep.
Wow, man, that's exciting. I mean, when I think about what you had said before about thinking about it, I think Rohan, you may have said this. Imagine the Amazing Race meeting the Shark Tank, right? I think that resonates with folks who've seen these shows, which is wonderful. The amount of people you get there, that's amazing. Well, I'm definitely here to help you guys do anything you can do using the resources that we have with the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, the Northern California Black Chamber of Presidents Association, the Inclusivity Project, of which I'm the coordinator. And you know, at the end of the day, you guys, I don't know how you do it, but you actually have people take a project and then come up with a business model behind that project. Is that what you guys help them do?
Not necessarily. So we work with up and coming emerging Black-led tech startups. So they're normally at the pre-seed stage. They've already raised some money. They're looking to get to that Series A. So they have something in the market. They have something product ready. They just need that extra capital to take their business to the next level. So that's really where our sweet spot is. We don't work with companies or individuals or founders that are at that ideation stage. We want to make sure that we are bringing well-prepped and well-prepared individuals into the room with these angels because we don't want to waste anyone's time on both ends. So we'll pull from accelerators or incubators from around the country, ask for some assistance as far as guidance on who we should be recruiting from throughout the country based on the industries that we're focused on during that tour.
Wow, I love what you're saying. And I got a follow-up question on that, but we just got to take a break real quick. We're halfway through our show. So let's just take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to California Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business. All with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Centers consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
Bay Area residents, we need your help. The coronavirus has affected everyone, and that includes Silicon Valley. Nonprofits that help small businesses like our Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce are in dire need of support. Your support helps us support and assist small businesses with workshop webinars and even one-on-one technical training for free. Please give, whether it's your time, your volunteer expertise, or donations. Go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com and see how we help Bay Area communities.
Now, back to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr.
Brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. My guest today is Ms. Megan Turner and Rohan Brown, and they're the founders of Road Pitch, and that's a multi-city pitch tour connecting Black tech founders to investors. Yeah, we want to get to that money. We want to get to the founders and funders, right? But you were talking about a term, Rohan, before we ended the first half that maybe some people may not be so familiar with it. You're talking about companies that have MVPs. Would you share what that terminology means and, you know, unwrap some of that type of stuff so our listeners can understand what when they hear those terms, what they mean?
Yeah, MVP is like your proof of concept phase. MVP stands for a minimum viable product. It's essentially what tool or instrument you can use to go to market to verify your business concept, right? So the cheapest and the easiest way to prove the behavior that you are anticipating will occur based off of your solution is really what you're going to market with. That's closer to that ideation stage. We deal with companies who are past that. They're at the pre-seed, seed stage. They raised a few hundred thousand dollars. They've graduated from an incubator or accelerator. They have real customers. They're bringing in revenue. That's our sweet spot because we want to make sure that we're bringing well-prepared and well-prepped startups into the room to these angel investors and VCs.
Now, when you say bringing in revenue, Is it something where they're going to look at both of those things, how long the company's been out there and how long they've been bringing in revenue? Or is it, any type of revenue for the last quarter or 3 months? What type of revenue sort of cycle or time is
If it, it, and that's a great question. It really just depends on the industry you're in and how far along you are and what your execution plan is. Really, what we want is for you to prove that there is somebody willing to come out of their pocket for your solution that you've created. We need that type of market validation. So we ask that there are either LOIs in place, we see some cash flow or revenue that have come in, we speak to one of your partners or customers that you've been working with, just to know that, okay, when you get to that due diligence phase with an investor, we make the introduction, but that second, third, or fourth conversation, you can handle your own. So we really like to make sure we're intentional about who we have in that room on the founder and investor side.
I've heard people talk about, and I thought it was an interesting idea. If you have a product or something like that, and you're really interested in determining, quote unquote, your proof of concept and your market, what about people who've had a product and they go and they do some crowdfunding? Is that something that you guys would like to see somebody do that, or is that not in your area?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a vehicle that founders are using to raise money as well. I think there's a lot of different methods that you can use. After founders start off, and typically, they're raising money from their friends and family, and some of them don't go to the accredited investors right away. They go and crowdfund from a lot of people who can donate a smaller amount to get them to their goals. And so that's definitely a viable option for funding.
So when you talk about accredited investors, for some of our listeners, they may not know what that term mean. Would any of you unpack that term, accredited investor?
Yeah, so accredited investor or an angel investor, you'll hear it both ways, and that is an individual who earns $200,000 annually, and so that you have to be registered to be a accredited investor, and so they usually take a smaller amount of equity than venture capital, and so a lot of founders after they've raised from friends and family will go to an accredited investor to help them raise their earlier rounds.
And those angel investors, when they get in, like, what's special for them to get in at the angel level, and then later on, as people start getting money through other ways, and here comes the VCs at the end or something, like, give our listeners like an example of the but let's talk about the types of investors, like you said, friends and family, angels, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead and share a little bit, give a little bit of history or some knowledge to our listeners on what people should expect if they're trying to raise money for a product.
So you mentioned crowdfunding. That's one vehicle to raise money for founders who or individuals can donate smaller amounts of money. You have your friends and family, and so that's usually one of the first methods that people go about raising capital before they go to angel investors. But as they move along and have pr more proven traction, they're going to want to go to venture funds. When Rohan mentioned due diligence, there's a series of things that they want you to be able to prove out. They might talk to your customer base or ask about your financial models. And the more far along you are, it makes more sense to that due diligence is probably going to be a little bit more intense depending on, who you're raising from.
Now, are you guys familiar with the SBDC? They have this Tech Futures Group. Are you familiar with that? The Small Business Development Center
No,
Tech Futures Groups?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, we'll talk about that later after the show. But I loved what we were talking about ourselves, Rohan, between the show when you were talking about, Black communities getting into the tech space. I think what you guys are doing, and even, the nomenclature, the verbiage that you're sharing and using, our folks, at least in Silicon Valley, probably many of them are very familiar with it. But talk a little bit about your heart about getting, African American folks into this tech space.
I mean, we see it. You see it on the news or via social media. Technology is having an impact on every industry, every sector that exists. So we're reaching towards an autonomous economy, and we need to make sure that the skill sets within those Black communities match where the future of the economy is going. So we need to expose our communities to these emerging technologies, to these STEM skills, in order to be ready for this paradigm shift that's currently happening throughout the world, to make sure that we're leveraging it and we're not falling into the same cycle that we're currently in. And we close that wealth gap by utilizing the technologies that are in front of us now. If we don't, we're going to be, as I mentioned before, where we are now. So for us, we're tackling that, but from a different perspective to say, hey, we know what talent we have out there. We're going to make sure that they get the capital that they need by putting them in the rooms with the people with money and being very intentional about it to say, we know they have something special. They've proven themselves to this point. All they need is the right resources around them and the supporting cast to do what they need to do. We're smart. We know what we're doing. We just put them in the right position to excel, to thrive.
Man, I love that. So let's give the people who are listening right now, let's give them your contact information again. And very slowly, because I want them to get it, because I love what you guys are doing. I know there's other people like me who would love to come along and partner and sponsor. So tell us what you need and how people can contact you.
Yeah, so we're looking for sponsorship for the tour. You know, we're hoping to raise 30K for this next tour. Our handles on social media are, we're on IG, we're on Twitter. Our Instagram handle is RoadPitch. Our Twitter handle is RoadPitch Tour. And you can also find us by searching RoadPitch on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Man, that's wonderful. So when you guys are thinking about this, you do what you do. How could, you know, what education or what teaching or learnings that people can do if they want to try to get in this space? And I know you guys are basically talking about Black tech. You know, how are you guys looking at this and saying, man, if we had more classes about this or that, you know, or how could people learn this to where they could, you know, get in this space?
Are you talking about just getting into tech?
Yeah, getting into tech and being able to, you know, because I think people, when they hear tech, it's such a big kind of industry, right? You know, people are like, do you want to be a coder? Do you want to be something else? So give me kind of like in 2 minutes or something, your thoughts about, quote unquote, this tech industry and how you can split it up, divide it, and how people can learn things.
Yeah, well, I didn't get into tech the traditional way. I actually started off as a business major because my mom worked in corporate America. Ended up leaving school. I dropped out for a little bit and moved in with my grandpa and learned that he was an engineer in college. And so I was like, okay, you know, what excites me? I like to build. I like to solve problems. And so then I learned about, I think representation is pretty important. I learned about this this Marvel character named Riri Williams. And so she's an electrical engineering. She's in Black Panther too. She's a scientist. So Black girl from Chicago, studied electrical engineering. So I think that like one of the things that can inspire people at a young age is representation in the media. But there are a good amount of programs and communities that are STEM-based that can get people started early with coding. You know, the internet is online and free. So, you know, you can use free websites like Code Academy to start learning and doing things on your own to pick up on different coding languages. So there's a lot of free resources online to get started.
You really have to just get your hands dirty. I didn't get into the tech space traditionally as well. My undergrad was in mass communication. I was supposed to be a broadcaster. I ended up getting my MBA in finance and worked in wealth management. So I ended up quitting that job to become a janitor at the same site in order to start my first startup company. So wow. You really just have to jump into it and get your hands dirty. Like Megan mentioned, that Google is your friend. You know, there's a lot of resources that are available if you just know how to ask the right questions. And then please search within your communities, within your markets, what tech events are happening. Go out there and network, meet people, learn from others who have the knowledge that you are seeking that will enable you to dive into this space as much as possible.
Wow, guys. I'm just going to have to invite you guys back. We're out of time right now, but we want to thank our guests, Megan Turner and Rohan Brown. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.